The balance between liberty and protection in UK's gambling reforms. The government's recent approach towards gambling, particularly the proposed financial risk checks, has sparked significant concern among punters. Sports Minister Stuart Andrew, after facing a rigorous session with the Culture, Media and Sport Select Committee, met with the Horse Racing Bettors Forum, HBF, to discuss these concerns. Punters' concerns and the potential shift to black market betting. The government's proposed changes to gambling laws are currently in the white paper stage, with a primary focus on protections for potential problem gamblers. However, the proposed affordability checks, despite assurances of being frictionless, are causing apprehension among the betting community. There's a growing fear that these checks might affect more bettors than expected and either push serious punters toward the black market or discourage casual punters due to the perceived inconvenience. Many find the demands to disclose personal bank details intrusive. HBF Chairman Sean Trivas shared an anecdote of a punter who was asked to provide proof of his house's value before a high street betting shop would accept his bet. During their brief interaction with the minister, the HBF highlighted the results of a recent survey. The findings were alarming. 13.9% of participants said they would quit betting if they couldn't bet in their preferred manner, and a whopping 59.1% would contemplate turning to a black market bookmaker. When questioned about providing proof of income before placing a bet, an overwhelming 83.8% declined. These checks, although not yet legislated, are already being put into practice, leading to a blame game between the Betting and Gaming Council and the Gambling Commission. Trivas expressed concerns that by the time the legislation is enacted, which could be a year or more away, many punters might have already shifted their loyalties or abandoned betting altogether. Balancing protection and liberty. While the need to protect individuals with potential gambling addictions is undeniable, there's a growing sentiment that the government's approach is overreaching. It's surprising for many that a Tory government, traditionally seen as a champion of civil liberties, is contemplating dictating how individuals should spend their hard-earned money. One respondent to the HBF survey poignantly remarked, "I work 35 hours per week, have paid off my mortgage and want to gamble as much as I like. I have earned it and paid my taxes on it." Another respondent echoed this sentiment, stating, "The white paper proposals will be a serious overstep from the government into a hobby the vast majority of people enjoy responsibly." In conclusion, while the government's intentions to safeguard potential problem gamblers are commendable, the proposed measures might inadvertently push many responsible punters away or into the shadows of the black market.